Arturo Mantecón was born in Laredo, Texas, and he grew up in Detroit, Michigan. His poems and his prose have appeared in several reviews and anthologies. And as a performer, he's been featured at poetry venues throughout California. In 2011, his translation into English of selected poems by Leopoldo Maria Panero, titled My Naked Brain, was published by Swanscythe Press. And regular listeners might remember our last conversation about that very book. He's here with Gilberto Rodriguez, who is a poet, playwright, musician, storyteller, and singer-songwriter. He's the founder of the musical group Diluvio, as well as the theater group Heimlich. His plays have been performed in Sacramento and at the Cayuga Vault in Santa Cruz. His production of Antonin Artaud and His Doubles premiered in Santa Cruz in 2009. I'm very pleased to welcome them both back to this radio show. Arturo Mantecón and Gilberto Rodriguez, welcome back to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
It's great to be here, Dr. Andy.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And Arturo Mantecón, let's have you speak first. We spoke, I think, live in the studio here on the publication in 2011 of your book of translations, My Naked Brain. And we talked about the poet about whom all these translations have been created, Leopoldo Maria Panero, who, if I remember correctly, wrote you a blurb for your translations of his work.
Yes, he did. Actually, it wasn't intended to be a blurb. I transformed it into that. What it was an email that he sent to me, a very complimentary one, in which, to make a long story short, he said he was very proud to have had his work finally translated into English and that he thought the translations were perfect. You will see me, if your listeners have a good imagination, see me buffing my nails on my vest and puffing up with pride.
Excellent. Well, I remember that Ralph Waldo Emerson, who was the literary giant of the Romantic era, was sent a copy of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. And he said something to the effect of, I greet you at the launch of a great literary career. And then Whitman, who himself was a publisher as well as a poet, he immediately came out with a second edition in which those words by Ralph Waldo Emerson were almost larger than the title and name of the author of the second edition of Leaves of Grass. So there's a long tradition of using the prestige that's loaned by an important voice to promote and launch a book of poetry.
Well, I guess that just shows that poets and we translators are scandalous opportunists.
Absolutely. and why? Because of the great money that can be made.
No.
Okay. Just checking. And so you and Gilberto Rodriguez will be performing tomorrow evening as part of the Poetry Night reading series at the John Atsoulis Gallery. And this is at 8 o'clock at 521 First Street. And I'm wondering if you could say a little something about what it means when the two of you perform, because it's not a typical poetry reading.
No, it's not typical at all. I am a more normal, you're more run-of-the-mill poet in that I am bound to the sheets of paper that I've written my poems on. Mm-hmm. But with Gilberto, it's an entirely different story. He is one of these people who recite his poems from memory, like a griot. And maybe you would like to speak a little bit more to that, Gilberto?
Well, the intention when I approach poetry is neither to write it nor to read it, but to experience it. And I'm sending out this message to all poets, whether they read, write, or experience it, that this is the main thing, to dwell in poetry, to feel it coming from within you. Because so many times we're always describing things. What we need to do is let things describe us. So my main intention with poetry is always to feel it and to experience it like a gibberell. In other words, we keep an oral tradition going, and the oral tradition will always keep the passion of the poem alive.
We were talking in my Writing Across Media class this past Monday about a section of Plato's work. I think it was the Ion, where he describes an actor who is able to bring men to tears because of the because of his eloquence and because of the ways that he could emote, that he inspired such sympathy. And the question, one of the questions was, to what extent is such a man dangerous that otherwise philosophical and mathematical Greeks could be so affected by the words of an actor interpreting, for instance, the works of Homer?
Because of this reason, that dithyrambic poetry, the type of poetry that makes a person emit this kind of sensation, is such that it is poetry of being and therefore dangerous. It is not poetry that is describing things. It is poetry that is of life. It comes whole. It is not made. It is not rhetorical. It is sacred.
If you're just joining us, Arturo Monticon and Gilberto Rodriguez are my guests here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. And we're giving you a sneak preview of what I assure you you would very much enjoy if you can join us tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock at the John Atsoulis Gallery for an event featuring both of these performers. Art Monticon describes himself as a normal poet, and you'll have to see to what extent you agree tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening after his performance. And Gilberto, as perhaps, and he didn't say this, so I'll just make up words now, a more ecstatic interpreter and enactor of great poems that he has committed to memory. Art, it must be fun for you, as you say, a run-of-the-mill poet, doing your best, working with word choices and nuanced possibilities of the language, to hear your poetry and your translations humanized and enacted by your friend Gilberto Rodriguez.
Yes, it is. If I may be allowed to use a word to describe Gilberto's performances, it may sound a bit misleading, but I think it's the perfect word. What Gilberto does is impersonations. Mm-hmm. He becomes Leopoldo Maria Panero. He becomes Antonin Artaud. He becomes Baudelaire. He personifies them. They are impersonations.
And what a great opportunity, especially for young readers and listeners who do not yet know well these particular poets. Some of the reviews of the film, which has been nominated for a great number of Academy Awards, the film Lincoln, some of the reviews talked about how the impersonation that Daniel Day-Lewis does of President Lincoln gives one the impression of actually being there in the presence of the great man who died so many years ago. I guess we're coming up in a couple of years, on the 150th anniversary, the sesquicentennial of the death of Abraham Lincoln, and I'm sure for literary types and comp lit types, it would be an even more striking experience to be in the presence, say, of Baudelaire, a hero of French poetry of the 19th century.
Yes, it would, and we encourage everybody to attend to experience that.
Excellent, and this is a free event. I'll just mention that because I know many of you are thinking, as you hear this, where do I buy tickets? But this is a free event at the John Atsoulis Gallery tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock here in the city of Davis. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to play a public service announcement. And then when we return, we will enjoy more of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour with Arturo Monticone and Gilberto Rodriguez. Stick around. We have Art Monticone and Gilberto Rodriguez here in the studio, and I've been very impressed with the poems in My Naked Brain, a book that came out in 2011, a translation of the work of Leopoldo Maria Panero by my guest Art Monticone. But Art, tell us about the next project that you are working on.
I have a book in progress. It really is only lacking sufficient funds in order to be printed. The title of the book will be Like an Eye in the Hand of a Beggar. The publisher is Editions Michel Aquim, a small press headed by Solomon Reno and Dennis Letbetter in San Francisco. Both of them are artists. Some you could even characterize them as near starving artists. And they've taken this on as a labor of love. The book is being produced in cooperation with Jack Stauffacher of the Greenwood Press. This is a very, very famous press. Jack Stauffacher is a master printer and an innovator in typography who has produced beautiful books for decades, literally for decades. I believe he started out as a printer in San Francisco when he was 15 years old. The book will include an introduction by the foremost critic of Panero's work, Tua Blessa, the great Mexican poet Alberto Blanco. And Ilan Stavins have written blurbs for the book, which amount to brief introductory encomia. Others chiming in with praise are Neely Tchaikovsky and Alejandro Murguia, the poet laureate of San Francisco. We are holding a series of events. By we, I mean my publishers and I and Gilberto, and also a local here in Davis, the poet laureate herself, Yves West Bessier, are doing their best to raise money for this book. I would be more than happy to leave my phone number for as a contact if anybody would wish to donate money to the cause. But suffice it to say that we are going to have some events here in Sacramento and in San Francisco with the hopes of raising some money.
Excellent. And I understand there's going to be one specific event at Luna's Cafe. Is that later this month or next month?
It is next month, February the 9th, Luna's Cafe. I believe the address of Luna's Cafe is 1616...
I think it's on 16th
Street. It's on 16th Street. It's between, pardon my confusion. I believe it is between N and O Streets in Sacramento on 16th Street. It will be at 8 p.m. And Yves West Bessier, as I said, the poet laureate of Davis, will be performing there with her combo.
Excellent. The address is 1414 16th Street.
Aha.
In Sacramento, and we talked about Luna's a little bit with Chris Whitey Erickson last week, who was scheduled to perform there the next night, and certainly an important headquarters for poetry and other performed cultural expression in the city of Sacramento. And I understand that Yves West Bessier, our poet laureate here in the city of Davis, will be joining us tomorrow at this event at the John Atsoulis Gallery as part of the Poetry Night reading series.
That is what she imparted to me.
Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to that. And I'm sure all of you are looking forward to hearing now from Gilberto Rodriguez. And Gilberto, I'm hoping that you will share with us a poem, perhaps something from your prodigious brain and memory that would inspire listeners to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Okay, I'm going to do a poem that is going to bear repeating tomorrow. It's a poem by Panero, and I just love it. I think you will love it too. A woman drew near to me, and in her eyes I saw all of my ruined loves, and it amazed me that someone could still love this cadaver. Someone like that woman whose whispered murmurs repeated in the night the echo of all my devastated loves. And it amazed me yet more that someone would stubbornly lick the scabs of that substance that once was gold and which time has in no way purified. And I looked upon her incredulously, like one in the desert who looks upon the phantom shade of water. I loved her without even daring to believe it. And so I offered her my naked brain, as obscene as a toad, like a useless act of peace, urging her day after day to touch it sweetly with her tongue, repeating in this manner a ceremony whose one and only meaning is the sacredness of forgetting its meaning.
That was Gilberto Rodriguez providing us a poem written originally by Leopoldo Maria Pinero and translated by my guest Art Manticon. Art and Gilberto will both be reading and performing tomorrow evening at the John Itzulis Gallery. That's at 521 First Street here in the city of Davis, part of the Poetry Night reading series. We're going to start at 8 o'clock. There will be an open mic at 9, and the featured performers will be preceded by the Poet Laureate of the city of Davis, none other than Eve West Bessier. Art Manticon and Gilberto Rodriguez, thank you so much for returning to join us on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you very much, Andy. It's been our pleasure.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing both these gentlemen tomorrow, and I hope you are too.